Homage to Braccioni number 1. Waist high atop a rectangular black pillar and beneath a plexiglass cover, Harold Paris's 1969 Homage to Braccioni number 1 resembles one or two indiscernible objects draped over by a satiny cloth. But the smooth, abruptly steepening rise and fall of the satiny surface in a box is as likely to remind you of a wave machine or maybe a lava lamp. It is not obvious what you are looking at. The lustrous curvy shape rises out of the pillar into two soft-edged peaks, one of them a foot high with a flat angled summit, the other only about a fourth as tall and rounder in outline. A saggy ridge swoops almost straight down from the taller peak and arrives level at the foot of the shorter one, merging and as if flowing with it. Flat and formless around its perimeter, the shiny surface seems to tuck or plunge into the black pillar top. An uncovered margin around the edge frames it in black. Homage stands 4.5 feet tall, the pillar included as an element of the artwork. It is 2 feet long by 1.5 feet wide in cross-section. A lingering look at the summits of either peak eventually reveals something disorienting, which you'll seek to double-check from different angles. The curvaceous form is actually a semi-transparent husk or shell. Occasional glimpses through it reveal a stack of 3 or more replica peaks underneath, extending into darkness with gaps in between. Perhaps the last to strike you is the resemblance of the form to a human figure, seated upright, legs extended on a floor, or perhaps on top of a bed, with a blanket draped over them. At first, you might note only the likeness of one initially insignificant-looking tiny bump to a similar one, both on the opposite sides of the taller and more massive peak. In their size and position, they too coincidentally resemble the way a seated figure might plant their two hands. The shorter peak is exactly the size, shape, and position of a flanking pair of feet, softened and obscured by a blanket over top of them. Yet, if the angular summit of the taller form is a human head, more than a blanket is obscuring it. You might next try to imagine what hat or headdress would resemble the summit beneath a blanket. But that may be a tangent. Umberto Baccioni, the artist in homage to whom Paris titled the art piece, sculpted people in such a distinctively stylized and mini-surfaced way, the resemblance to them mostly rested on their posture and gross proportions. If homage does represent a human figure, then Paris has literally done the same. The satiny form seems at first to have only one surface and none of the hard edges of a Baccioni sculpture, and less obvious resemblance to a person. But what if homage is a person with facets inside?